What's going on, y'all? King Spider-Man from the cast of Atlanta Makers. Welcome to my podcast. This is Crave Reviews. We talk about superhero shit, all superhero shit, as it pertains to the life of anybody, everybody, black people, white people, Chinese people, Jamaican people, good people, bad people, whatever. I have a panel of people here. My bad for my stuttering. We in here getting high. To my left, I have my folk, Boss Frank.
Yeah, you already know. Big Boss Freezy back in the motherfucking Heezy in the place to be. Here with my man's King Spider-Man, Crave Reviews. Don't forget to check out Who Really Gives a Fuck. Also sponsored by Anchor. Shout out by Anchor and Spotify. And I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. And right in front of me, I got my boy Sonic.
Yo, what's going on? I appreciate you for having me, Spider-Man. So, shit, just let you know, actor, comedy guy, meme maker, AMV maker, whatever you need, just follow me on Instagram, Sonicku the God, SONIKKU, the God. It's all one word.
Send notes.
Okay, so it is Sonicku. I was wondering about this shit for so fucking long.
Yeah, it's Japanese for Sonic.
Yeah. Ooh, that's dope. You're okay. Smart. So to the right of me, I have a special guest. In the beginning, I told y'all I was a castmate of Atlanta Hitmakers. That show is hosted by my very good friend, Willie Millionaire.
Hello for the rest of this podcast. My name is Mike.
Mike.
White guy Mike. Definitely tune in every Friday night to the number one independent music video countdown of the world. These Atlanta Hitmakers, I hope your baby mama is on it, and we are doing something foul to her.
White guy Mike.
White guy Mike.
All right then.
Y'all should have never let me goddamn come on your podcast.
Never gave you niggas a podcast.
So, on today's episode, we are talking about Batman, since we have the recent The Batman. I think it's going to be called The Batman.
Yeah,
it's coming out.
Yeah, it's The Batman.
And starring Robert Pattinson from Twilight fame. He looks pretty good to me. And I just got to wondering, like, after I seen that, I saw another commercial for another Batman property. And after I saw that, I saw another commercial for another Batman property, and I was like, damn, wait a minute. How much Batman do we have in the world? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. Batman's been around since 1939, if I'm not mistaken. You
right.
can fact check me if you want to. Created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. It took a while to get Bill Finger's recognition, but he got it.
The Finger?
They didn't recognize Bill Finger's contribution to the creation of Batman until the movie came out, Batman v Superman. Enough, right?
Where's Bill? Is also okay. The documentary.
He put his finger in it. That's what happened. Oh, my bad.
You got to see that. You really got to take the time out to see the documentary. I think it's on Hulu. And Bill Finger was definitely the guy that did a lot of behind the scenes, but nobody really knew until they had like a back in the day Comic-Con where niggas got to actually talk to him.
Yeah, it took a lot for his family to make sure to get their recognition. And he had been dead, like long dead, before they even got it.
He technically has the right to say, I'm Batman.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
He made it.
But Batman has a long history. Batman's been around. He's been played by multiple people: Adam West, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, to name a few.
Don't forget George Clooney.
You trying to leave?
Oh man, why you didn't?
Look, this girl I was talking to, she called me one day and she was like, "I was on Netflix and I seen this Batman movie and it said starring George Clooney." I was like, "What is this, a joke?"
Fuck yeah, duh.
And then that one guy that played Robin that really didn't do too many other movies, but that one movie,
Chris O'Donnell,
he did other stuff, but you can't really name anything else because he only really did that one movie with George Clooney.
Chris O'Donnell. Yeah, okay. I just took your answer.
Well, actually, he did it with Val Kilmer first.
Yeah, true, he did.
He made it through two Batmans. I'm Batman. Right.
I still like Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Keaton's Batman is definitely.
Yeah.
I still think Batfleck was probably the best visual Batman we could get.
He didn't do a bad job.
Batfleck, you want the big ass white boy with a butt chin. Right. Ben Affleck, man. All day.
The thing I liked about Ben Affleck's Batman is that scene in the beginning of Batman v Superman where
he's fucking shit up in that warehouse.
Right. Was it a warehouse? It was when he rescued a group of girls that had got kidnapped for human trafficking. And the cops had came in the room and they seen him and he was like in the corner just chilling. And as soon as they shined a light on him, this nigga scurry. Listen, but do you know what it is to scurry? Scurry is something that insects and bugs do. This nigga scurried across along the wall, bro, and went out the door.
Did the Batman.
I was like, woo! Because, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen live action Batman move like that. You know what I'm saying? I know Batman can move like that, but I've never seen him do it in live action. They always do it like, they always allude to him moving like that. You know what I'm saying? They never actually do it.
Right.
I'm an old Batman guy because, I mean, I haven't seen, Batfleck, or what do you call him? Batfleck? Ben, you know what I'm talking about.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, there we go. That guy. I've seen him, but like.
Batfleck,
there we go. Michael Keaton, like I said, Val Kilmer. I'm used to those guys, Batman. I haven't seen the new guys. Are they?
You know what? I really take that. Like, Val Kilmer's Batman probably was the most eccentric. Bruce Wayne we got.
Yeah, and especially at the end.
Because we really got to see some detective work. Because real shit, and this was a discussion that King Spider-Man was having earlier with Sonic, and it was really about. And I kind of took this mic. Jim Carrey as the Riddler. But at the same token, we got a different Batman because he had to figure out those riddles. You know what I'm saying? And then that one with the little shit coming. Oh, come on, man.
That little five-foot tennis court. And then when he put all the riddles together and then found out what he meant and put everything together and talking about... What was it that each of the riddles had a number in there? So he was
Edward
like,
E. Enigma. Enigma.
Mr. E. Then he said, what's another name for Mr. Like, Enigma?
Enigma.
Mr. E. Enigma. He was like, damn, I like, got it.
All this time, that shit went all over my head. I was just.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Right, bro. Jim Carrey had.
He did.
A cold. That was the best. Only rendition outside of the shows. And you know what I'm saying, Gotham. Man, but it's like,
the way he delivered his riddles and shit was dope. I just didn't like his overall plan to just suck up everybody's brain power.
You can't show organized crime. Like, you can't show, like, kids are still susceptible to learning from the bad guy.
I disagree. The day.
I feel like kids realize that. If you're going to do something and you catch a bad guy monologuing, punch him in the fucking face. He's monologuing. And they even make parodies of that in movies today. Like, are you seriously going to monologue? Or even with the Deadpool situation.
Have you seen Batman the Animated Series?
I love Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, all of those villains except for villains like Killer Croc and Man-Bat. Right. You know what I'm saying? Except for villains like that, everybody else had a corner of Gotham. They had their own clique, their own gang, their own. You know what I'm saying?
Black Mask has his own gang. Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And niggas was trying to take control of blocks and shit. They had territories and shit. You know what I'm saying? The Penguin, he played a specific role in Gotham. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Within the criminal underworld, niggas like the Riddler. He was more interested in challenging Batman directly, like as a match of wits.
But
you
know
feel
what
I'm saying? He ran his criminal organization, but it was more about him matching wits with the greatest detective in the world.
So how do you feel about Nolan's rendition? Because he kind of kept the mob boss theme, especially with Dark Knight.
Yes, I loved it. But when he got The Dark Knight Rises, it was like he was trying to make the finale too big, because he added in so much. He added in No Man's Land, he added in Nightfall, he added in the League of Talia al Ghul. No, so Talia al Ghul is a storyline, is a movie by herself. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then with the bomb and the No Man's Land shit, and then tried to introduce Buddy with as Robin. It was just so. It was like, if he would have done it differently, there are a lot of things that could have been tweaked that would have made it better. But the fact that they killed Two-Face in part at the end of part two and right. ended organized crime in Gotham, that killed the series right there.
Right.
Because what kind of shit is that? This is like the second movie, and you're telling me it's over with, and now when it comes back, this thing is gonna come blow up the whole city. Like, after 8 years of nothing,
mm-hmm. 8 years of chilling, and that's what. And
this nigga Batman, his legs damn near don't even work no more.
But you know what though? But that type of arc is what essentially is like. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Batman at this point is definitely in like a Power Ranger zone. Like the Power Ranger just keep on coming.
But the real question
Batman
is,
Batman gonna live on forever, bro.
No, but the real question is that who is going to like
constantly
fully commit? Because it's like every time someone gets the Batman role, it's either a movie or two, and we don't see him again.
That's Michael why I like the Christopher
too.
Nolan
he
one.
Was done.
Christian Val Bale Kimmer did three back to back.
George Clooney, but we're not going to talk about that one because we already knew that one was ass.
Yeah, right.
So we already knew, like, you know, George Clooney wasn't coming
Ledger.
Back for that one.
He got Heath
and
Ledger.
Then like Christian Bale. How many he do? Three?
Back to back.
Yeah, he did three of them.
Three of them, okay.
He's the only person to do the three. Trio. He right. is the actual. And then, like I said, then, each one stepped it up. Like, you got
right.
Scarecrow in the beginning. You got that little effect of him rising to the situation of being the actual Batman. Then you got Heath Ledger and delivering
a Joker, like a very sadistic.
Yeah, and then, but then at the same token, though, the only thing I will say is they didn't really show a lot of detective work in those Batmans.
Right, true. Mm. Yeah.
He tracked him down. He found
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
because like,
they used
the
technology, so it was like.
Shoot Commissioner Gordon and shit. Like,
right.
He did really do a lot of detective work.
Oh, and plus, what I also want to add in those Batmans is that what they could have did, they could have, you know, brought in like, you know, Robin or Batgirl, or, you know, just bring in like, you know,
that's
like kind of like what they
were supposed to be.
Yeah, because like what they could have did, like just like what they did.
Shut up.
Oh yeah, just like what they did with the Batmans that came out in the 90s, like you know, in Batman Forever, you know, they added in Robin, and then in Batman and Robin they added in Batgirl, so it's like they could have just did something like that on the Christian Bale on Batman.
But see, the thing about that is Christian Bale had a stipulation: no Robin, no sidekicks.
Damn.
Where that stipulation
that's,
come
and
from.
That, but I feel know. Like that's like, the reason why we don't have Will Smith in the Suicide Squad 2 movie. So Will Smith is a real I need to be upfront type actor.
Because
if you notice, even in the first Suicide Squad, Will Smith was really, you know what I'm saying. He had a lot of screen time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
His character to me, didn't make an impact.
As much as Harley Quinn's did.
Yeah.
And that's why he was like, you know what? Y'all gonna give her own movie? Fuck y'all. Like,
that was basically what he did.
Don't say, you know, hey, Will Smith, let me find all out right. you hating like
so
that,
y'all,
bro.
So y'all gonna give this white bitch this shit? Fuck y'all. I'm finna go to Marvel. They got something opening up.
Yo.
But Deadshot, if that's the case, he need to realize that Deadshot, first of all, is an all the way villain. Harley Quinn has, you know what I'm saying, kind of played the line, you know what I'm saying? And plus, she's way more popular than Deadshot without the movie, without the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
She's become like an actual icon for young females.
This is also true.
So if that's how he feel, then he's just really just being a hoe. I don't know him personally. If that's really what it is, then that's what I think.
I need to be. I'm the guy. If this is the story, I'm the guy. Just like with and not to get off the topic of Batman, but just like with what was his name again? Terrence Howard and the whole Rhodey situation. Mm-hmm. And you see, they swapped him out quick for
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
I heard that they
just
said
Terrence Howard gonna be as War Machine though. Like, you know, no, just imagine that.
They said he wanted to get paid more than Robert Downey Jr.
Come on, skinny man, you fucking with me, man.
True that is, you know, but
he said the shit on TV. He was like, yo, they was on some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Basically, this ain't verbatim talk, but this is an interview that you can go fact check. But he was basically like, yo, they was on some other stuff, and they basically letting him be, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third, and paying him more, and I feel like I should be able to do the split. Like, y'all should be able to split this nigga's salary and give me some more. You know what I'm saying? That's how big the shit is. Because if you think about it, at the end of the day, Robert got the biggest salary because he was the main character. Robert Downey Jr. been the main character of the Avengers from the beginning.
You know
what I'm saying? And then for him to have the triumphant Iron Man ending, come on. Yeah, they're gonna break him off.
I can't believe that he would try and really touch his salary once
got some of that.
He made Iron Man. Iron Man made the series, so to speak.
Dude, real talk. I almost called him Tony Stark. Like, he that really. RDJ made Iron Man. Iron Man made RDJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was in a bad spot at that point in his career.
It saved his life.
They didn't really want to fuck with him.
Yeah. It saved him. That Tropic Thunder, I fucking love it. Mm-hmm. And the Sherlock Holmes entries. It brought him back, bro. Mm-hmm. Real talk. But just to get back to the bat, I feel like you can't get no more defining than Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Because he's done countless. If you want to count all the appearances as that character, he's done way more continual movies than anybody's ever played Batman.
Oh yeah,
that's the most continuously played superhero next to the nigga that played Flash.
The thing about it is, like, I think, like, these people who they get to put these Batman movies together, they're not getting people who are seeing it for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they got Robert Downey Jr., They probably got him in for the long haul. You feel what I'm saying? They probably off the rip told him, look, we're trying to form the Avengers. What's up? And he was like, let's do it.
You fucked up. You're just coming off of being a cokehead.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody wants to fuck with you, Rob. Fuck with us.
Imagine if they could have gone to Christian Bale with a whole plan. Like that.
Oh, man.
Right, because
What I'm saying is
Batman.
But they should have they could have just introduced Robin. Like, it could have been anyone from like Jason Todd, Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, or even his own son. Like, either one of those would work though. And then, like, you know, then the next one, you know, they add in Batgirl, or you know, just add in or just replace the Robin, you know, what they've been doing in the comic books.
There's so many Robins. Five, actually. Dick Grayson.
Tim Drake, Jason Todd, Stephanie Walker. Is that even
Stephanie Brown?
Oh, Stephanie Brown, mm-hmm. and his own son,
Damian Wayne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And they all played Robin.
Yeah,
all of them were Robin.
And that's excluding.
No, didn't play Robin. We're talking about the comics. These were all
right.
These
put on the cow.
Because
Nightwing and Red Hood.
No, Nightwing and Red Hood are included. Listen. So Dick Grayson is Nightwing.
Right.
Jason Todd is the Red Hood. Tim Drake is also Red Robin. Stephanie Brown, she became Spoiler, and Damian Wayne, he's Robin now.
Right.
And technically there's six because you got Carrie Kelly from the Dark Knight Return series.
So they all supposed to be that's what I said, man. This Dark Knights game is gonna be I think it's gonna be big. I've been watching because it's on again. You know what I'm saying? Right, yeah. Like the actual trailer to the game. I feel like this is gonna be the home run for DC. The new Spider-Man game is gonna be the home run for Marvel. And they're gonna closely rival because the graphics they got and this new Unreal engine, the new Unreal graphics they're using now, it's gonna be fucking sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hands down. And it's like Batman has so many other avenues to live through. I don't think it's gonna be a time to say, is there enough Batman? Can we get the right formula to have something more than a sequel? Can we get a solid Justice League set up to have him maneuver the way Batman really started to transition? Because I feel like when Batman kind of was at that transition of the show and having all so much content, he like really vicariously lived through the Justice League because there was so much other shit to be done that he was included in. It still gave Batman a role and a purpose, even though it seemed like you just beat the shit out of everybody in Gotham that's making a ruckus. Like, what do you do after that? Go
Justice. Yeah, right.
Beat everybody ass in Gotham. If this nigga King Spider-Man over here talking about the Green Lantern Corps, I gotta ask this nigga for permission to operate in the city.
What? Straight the fuck up.
I'm finna go to the Justice League. It ain't nothing else to do here, bro.
Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern of Sector 2814. And he patrols everywhere except Gotham City.
Oh, shit. Hey, and Batman then, mean that shit, too. He mean
then,
it.
And then we've never had a movie. I would love to see a movie that's going to be a continual thing with a solid actor that shows Batman really setting up for the kill. Because it seems like sometimes when he come across people and he start really getting his ass beat, he be like, oh, I got this. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see if I can whoop on your ass. Apparently, that ain't gonna work. So I got this because I know this your weakness. And it's like, how the fuck did you know that? You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of which, who do y'all want to see play Batman?
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like Daniel Craig should give it a try.
Yeah. That might be a good one right there.
I was watching Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
Who you think, Sonic?
Man, that's kind of a tough one. Talking about to play Batman.
All right.
Batman. Try not to laugh though, but I don't know. But I have a feeling that with the right acting coach, John Cena.
I knew you was gonna say that. I swear to God. I had it in my fucking mind. I'm like, he's gonna say John Cena.
I was just gonna say John Cena.
No, for real.
John Cena's the closest build to Batman. Right.
He's built just like him, but with the right acting coach, John Cena, I feel that he could be able to pull that shit off. But how his acting career been though is like he's gonna need some more acting lessons.
That Batman, he's built like the video game Batman. Cause no homo, basically video game Batman legs are huge as fuck.
And that's basically how his ass is built.
He be kicking motherfuckers, but then the way I was seeing, I want to see how he's gonna do in the Suicide Squad too. You know what I'm saying? Right. He's gonna have to do some maneuvering because mine.
Right, because I have to.
You can't just, you know.
Right, of course not. No, but just like I said though, it's like he has the look. But I would really love if he can be able to take that role serious. I believe he could pull it off because I couldn't give him a pass for that Fast and the Furious series. Like, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Vin Diesel?
You done crushed a couple of people's egos on that one. Wow.
Nah, it's just never mind.
We gotta see what's going on. I mean, he's still the people's champ, bro. He still put the spin on that.
Hey, why you biting off the rock, bro? Dang. Well, you might as well say that he is like a white version of
him. He is definitely the white. Dude, he's the people's champ. If you got, he's like the Bubba Sparks of wrestling. Hey there, Miss New Boo.
Who would y'all like? Who would y'all like to see play the Joker?
Oh, no. The Joker after
Jim
after
Carrey. Yeah. I feel like Jim Carrey could fit that shit because, not for real. If you look at some of his comedy sketches from like in The Living Color, like it was a couple of characters that he was doing that had like a sadistic look. Then I'm sitting here like I feel that he could pull that same shit off.
I thought they were going to actually cast him as the Joker once upon a time.
Yeah,
because he would make a good Joker.
I mean, but
are y'all ready
like,
for this?
Could be honest though, like he didn't really like get a name
I'm about to
like
blow
the
your
early
mind.
90s. To like early
I heard
90s.
A rumor that I blew your mind.
I'm gonna blow y'all. Y'all ready?
Who?
Anthony Hopkins. I'm talking about Silence of the Lambs, Anthony.
He's really
too old for that though.
No. I'm talking about
Silence of the Lambs.
But who
would you like to see play the Joker now?
Who would I like to see play the Joker now in today's acting world?
Yeah.
To be honest, bro, after Heath Ledger, I mean,
that's a hard one.
Like,
yeah.
Only person I can say is like
Jim Carrey.
Like, Jim Carrey's like the only
good.
Person that's kind of
Jim
close
Carrey's
to...
good, but I don't know if he could be sadistic.
Have you seen Cable Guy?
Have you seen
Cable Guy? That was my favorite movie.
Right, Cable Guy. Look at some of his comedy sketches on in The Living Color.
Cable Guy is the reason why I'm not afraid of spiders. Because he laid down, let that bitch crawl across his face.
I got one. What y'all think about Willem Dafoe?
Now?
Okay. Do y'all know who Willem Dafoe is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is Willem Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe is the nigga that played the first Green Goblin. He was also the guy that was in Burn After Reading. He was also the guy in countless movies that's fucking classic. He was also in the, The something Doc Saints?
Boondock Saints?
Yeah, Boondock Saints.
John Wick,
you know what I'm saying? He was the sniper. Willem Dafoe is definitely a defining actor,
but I'm saying,
and I think he would make a good joke.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
But you
did you like just yeah? Just look at his Green Goblin.
Yeah, because his Green Goblin, like he actually did have a sadistic look, so I can see that.
I can see Willem Dafoe laughing like a sadistic ass
like,
Joker laugh.
About like Matt, talking about like Matt DeHamel. No.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Sorry, my bad.
Now, Mark Hamill will play a good Joker too.
Yeah, like his.
Because even though he has the definitive Joker.
No, you know that, who they actually should have called to play Joker to begin with. All right, now you remember that stuff on YouTube I showed you that what's that shit called?
Oh, you talking about Super Power Beatdown? The dude from Super Power Beatdown? Yeah,
like Aaron Shishino. Damn, I forgot how to pronounce his last name, but when y'all get a chance, just go on YouTube, just look up Super Power Beatdown. Like, just look up like Joker versus Negan. That guy, like I can't pronounce his last name for shit, but his name is Aaron. But his Joker, when I tell you that he fits that role perfectly, like when I tell you that, like every Joker that you could think of, like he's killed it. Like he even killed it, like a comic book version, game version, like cartoon version, like you name it. Like that's the Joker all in one.
I got a hard one for you. When we come back, because apparently we don't have that much time in between segments. So
we got 29 minutes and 13 seconds.
We got
29 minutes and 16 seconds.
Wait, you?
We got 1 minute.
You running up 1 minute? Okay, that's what I'm asking. Oh, I mean, how much time we got left? So when we come back, we're going to talk about: do we have too much Batman? I also want to hear people's thoughts on who they think should play Robin. That's a good one.
I think that's a hard one.
Joe Gordon Levitt.
I already know. No. Yeah, I already got my pick.
Now, not only the actor, but which one? And we're back. Crave Reviews. King Spider-Man, Willie Millionaire, Sanuku the God, Ben Boss Frank.
Yeah, that's right. I've been Boss Frank.
Ben Boss Frank. My bad. I got a homeboy. His name is actually Ben Frank, and he is a hip-hop recording artist out of College Park, Georgia. So shout out to my boy.
Shout
Ben
out
Frank.
To you.
Shout out to you, my dude.
So we have been talking about Batman.
But I'm Boss Frank.
Giving our opinions on who we think should play Batman, our opinions on the past movies. Now I want to know, who does everybody think should play the role of Robin? Because we're getting Robin sooner or later. They did Robin with Chris O'Donnell, and they kind of dropped the ball with that.
Right. Don't get me wrong. Like, he did a pretty good job, but it was just, you know, the movies just wasn't there.
Joe Gordon-Levitt.
Nah, I don't want to see no grown man Robin.
No. I'm just talking about.
You don't want to see no grown ass Robin.
I don't want to see no grown man ass Robin.
I'm just talking about for like that time though.
It's gonna have to be what's the name that's playing Spider Man right now?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, bro. That's the only person around that age and no homo physical build to really pull off that fucking character.
Man, they finna go get somebody fresh out the streets.
But he's Spider-Man. Like, the way he play, he's already the perfect Spider-Man. If he was to cross over and do Robin, it wouldn't be right. The fans wouldn't receive it well because all you would see was Spider-Man with a mask on, with a domino mask.
And then, to be honest with you, which Spider-Man, that's part of the franchise.
Oh, you're talking about which Robin you want to use?
Which Robin? Do you want the Teen Titans Go Robin?
Now, when I say which Robin, I don't mean like the Teen Titans Go Robin or the Teen Titans Robin or the Young Justice Robin. I mean Dick Grayson.
Fuck Batman.
Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Stephanie Brown, Carrie Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Damian Wayne. Me personally, I want to see them start with Dick Grayson.
Right.
And I kind of want to see them go through, you know what I'm saying, the way it did in the comics, from Dick Grayson to right. Jason Todd, you know, and they do the Death in the Family storyline, and then they do the Tim Drake, and then they do the actual No Man's Land storyline where Stephanie Brown was involved in that. You know what I'm saying? She was around. She operated as a hero called the Spoiler. There was another Batgirl. I mean, it's so much that they skipped over when they did their version of No Man's Land.
What's the guy's name that did Robin? Chris Donald?
Chris O'Donnell.
That was a grown ass Bat. Robin.
Yeah, but at the time though, you know, Chris O'Donnell, he had a real young look.
I'm saying, at the end of the day, Joe Gordon-Levitt is only fucking 5'1".
But he's what I'm saying is, with Chris O'Donnell, when they had him play, he had a real young look. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was able to play a believable teenager.
That nigga looked at Inception?
Yeah.
Not to mention how young he looked at the end of Dark Knight Rises.
Listen, bro. He's still noticeably a grown-ass man. We're talking about child eyes.
I think you're thinking about Looper, where he had that makeup on to make him look like
motherfucking... Bro, I'm thinking about when he actually played what was supposed to be Robin.
And fucking Dark Knight Rises, he can pull it off. G, that's the Robin. It makes sense for that trilogy.
To pick off with okay. So what about going forward in the DCEU right now?
What child actors do you know of that could fit that role?
Like that young kid that played a young Jedi guy.
He's grown now. Anakin.
Never mind.
He's grown. And not to mention that nigga's like 6'2". He's grown.
Never mind. He's out.
Chris Hemsworth's brother, he's grown, and he's also like 6'4".
Is that Robin?
So nobody here watches the Disney Channel? What the fuck?
Halloween Town,
nigga, you got kids. You supposed to be up on these child actors.
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
What the fuck?
Too many to remember, dog.
Sounds a little sus. No, I'm fine. No, but honestly though, I don't know no child actors now in today's date that could pull it off, because they're going to be in their early 20s. if not mid-20s.
They're going to have to get somebody new.
It's going to be grown.
Yeah.
They ain't got nobody.
Do we even think we need Robin?
Yeah, I mean, it's only right.
If you do Robin,
the last one was back in 1997, so that was the last time.
How did that one do, fellas?
Why do y'all want to see Robin?
Okay.
You get Batman a break. If you can get Batman a break and focus on Robin with the way and just the atmosphere and nature of movies today.
Who wants
to? They're really redoing shit and trying to make it like as gritty, if not better. I feel like with the right directors and the right producer and the right actor, that like you just said, it's gonna have to be a no name. Jason Cavill was already out here. He, you know what I'm saying, whole time, even though they did a stellar job picking the cast members of Umbrella Academy, whole time Klaus was already out here. You know what I'm saying? He was in, you know, Season of the Witch and a couple of other notable things. So it's like whole time you got actors that be in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, besides T'Challa, you know, people didn't really see Jackie Robinson. They didn't really see, you know what I'm saying, Miles Ahead. You know what I'm saying? That was not true. They didn't see the James Brown movie, you know, Get On Up. And, you know what I'm saying? It's shit out there that they haven't seen. You feel what I'm saying? So it's probably going to be somebody from Canada or somebody from fucking Britain.
But let's just keep it all the way a buck 50. I don't want to see no fucking movie about Robin.
Why not?
You just a player ass too, Luigi.
Why not?
Why? Okay. So you are what it's called. You are an actual casual fan. You know about Batman. You know about Robin, but you don't really know the history. So this is going to be interesting. Why wouldn't you want to see a movie about Robin?
Because
they did that shit on Teen Titans.
Right, it's cool.
Yeah, I see that shit.
No, for real, serious question. Why wouldn't you want to see a movie about Robin?
Because we don't. Batman's car.
We're so fascinated with Batman. I mean, Robin's the sidekick. Don't nobody want to.
Player two ass nigga, Luigi.
Right, there it is on the head.
Okay, so
nobody cares.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Robin. Robin is actually a better hero and a more respected hero. And when I talk about this Robin, I'm talking about the Dick Grayson Robin, the original Robin. The original Robin is actually a more respected and more trusted hero in the DC universe than Batman. If Dick Grayson make the call and Batman make the call, right? They would question Batman making the call. But then Dick Grayson will come back behind him and be like, man, look, I'm telling you, it's for real. They're like, okay, let's go. What I'm saying? Dick Grayson, he when you think of sidekick, you think of Robin and you think of Dick Grayson's Robin. But the unique thing about him is they gave him the opportunity to actually grow up and become his own hero. This version of Robin became Nightwing. And when I talk about the most respected hero in the DC universe, I don't talk about him as Robin. I talk about him as Nightwing. And when he became Nightwing, he was able to put himself on the same tier with the Justice League. You feel what I'm saying? So a movie about him, let's just say it doesn't even have to be about Batman. It could be all about Robin, and Batman could be in it, but this shit could be from Robin's perspective. You feel what I'm saying? And there were times where Robin left Batman to go fuck with the Teen Titans, to go team up with Kid Flash, or to team up with Speedy. You know what I'm saying? Over in Star City.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With Green Arrow and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how the Teen Titans got formed. All those sidekicks just going off doing some shit by themselves. You know what I'm saying? And if they was to do a movie about that, that would be interesting as fuck. Because the Teen Titans, as before they even formed that team, they teamed up and did some, you know what I'm saying, crazy shit before they even got together. You know what I mean?
I'm a Teen Titan fan. I like the team.
I'm not going to lie to you. Again, like you said, it kind of would give Batman a break. And I'm not going to lie to you. If we got something refreshed in that universe... So you can still get just the like feel, that, but a different character, it'll reignite the interest in Batman because you'll have to go through the story to get to that person's you know what I'm saying, entry into that universe.
And I think it would be cool if they did all of the sidekicks, actually. Like, right. Like did, that, but that's essentially up to the Teen Titans. Right.
That's what Arkham Knights is going to, but Arkham Knights, instead of highlighting the Teen Titans, is highlighting everybody that's in there. Gotham like Knights. Batwoman, Nightwing, Red Hood, you know what I'm saying, Dick Grayson. Right. So it's like everybody is there. They, you know what I'm saying?
That's
and,
the
and
Batman.
Then, like you said, right. You don't want to do a grown ass Robin. How about we do a grown ass Nightwing? I think Nightwing would be a better idea to bring out.
Right.
Now Batman old ass outlived all these Robins and shit.
Nah, that's what you got.
No, because it's like, what happened? I think what's the name? Because they all went, they all started like doing their own thing. Like, Dick Grayson became Nightwing, so he started doing his own thing. Jason Todd got killed, and Tim Drake, of course. What happened to Tim?
Well, Tim Drake actually stayed with Batman the longest, and he still donned his own persona called the Red Robin.
Right. Okay. True. Right.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah. Stephanie Brown was there, Damian Wayne.
But he actually, I think, the thing about Tim Drake is Tim Drake is kind of viewed as the best Robin.
Yeah.
Because he was the one that actually figured out that.
And then he was only a kid.
He was the one that actually figured out that Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson were Batman and Robin. Batman didn't recruit him. He went to him and was like, hey, I know you're Batman.
Yeah, and he was only like, what, like, how old was he? Like, what, like 12, 13?
I'm not sure. I think he was older than that, though. But he went to him and he was like, hey, look, I noticed that you don't have a Robin. And because you don't have a Robin, you are more brutal. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I'm here and I'm offering my expertise and my skills to become your new Robin, because Batman needs a Robin. That's how Tim Drake became Robin.
Oh, damn. Yeah, because I know the first Dick Grayson in the series, like, wasn't he like a teenager? Also, when he first...
No, Dick Grayson was real young. Dick Grayson was about 13, 14.
Oh, okay.
He was probably younger than that. As a matter of fact, he was 11.
Oh, for real? Okay.
He was
that's
11.
Because
in, like, the series, like, he looked like... Yeah, because in the old cartoon series in, like, the 90s, like, he was in his, like, early teens, early 20s or something. Or, it was more like in his teens. Like in his late teens, early 20-ish.
Macaulay Culkin. That's who's...
Oh, no. Have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately? No.
I actually got, like... I actually have an idea of a person who actually could play Robin, but it would have had to be like Robin as if he was like 16 or something. Now, when you get a chance, just to look him up. Like, he's a professional wrestler. He goes by Sammy Guevara. Like, he's lean and he's short too. Short, like, he's like in his mid-20s, but he looked like he could pass for about, like, you know, about like 17, you know. No, because he has a body of like a teenager, and he's lean and he's very like acrobatic Robin. But I feel like I could see him being Robin.
You know who I could see being Robin? Me. Marvel, let me in one of these motherfucking DC. Y'all, let me in one of these comic books.
To be honest, I want to
just clean your face off.
Yeah, one you Robin I really too. Do really want to see, though. I want to see Stephanie Brown's Robin, because when Stephanie Brown, she be fucking up. So she is actually so let me give you some miles on Stephanie Brown. Her dad is a villain named the Clue Master. Fun fact about the Clue Master. The Clue Master did one of the biggest schemes on Batman. Had Batman running around Gotham City stumped for months. Because he couldn't believe that the guy behind the crime was the Clue Master. But anyway, the Clue Master, his daughter, the Clue Master's name is Arthur Brown. His daughter's name is Stephanie Brown. And he was a D-list villain, always got caught, and Stephanie Brown got tired of that shit, you know what I'm saying, because he's basically a deadbeat dad in and out of jail. So she donned a costume and called herself the Spoiler so that she can spoil her dad's plans as the Clue Master.
That's hilarious.
And during her adventure, she runs into Tim Drake. Tim Drake, kind of. And Tim Drake kind of enables her and brings her to Batman. And I'm not sure if he brought her to Batman or Batman discovered them. But long story short, she ends up under Batman's employ as Robin. You know what I'm saying? I think it was, as a matter of fact, I think Tim Drake had left for one reason or another. I'm not sure if he had became Red Robin at that point yet. But so Batman has her as his Robin. He tells her, you have 90 days. You do exactly what I say. Don't go against not one order or you're fired. So she goes this whole 90 days. And at the end of the 90 days, they get into it with some villain. I can't remember exactly who it was, but Batman was about to die. You know, he wasn't getting out of this. And she went against his order and did something to save his life. And when they got back to the Batcave, he fired her.
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
He fired her. It's because he told her not to go against his orders. But he left. I think either he left her in the Batcave or she snuck back in the Batcave. I'm thinking she snuck back in the Batcave later on and accessed the Bat computer. She accessed files for contingency plans for just in case he can't be Batman. And there was one that allowed him to control all the crime in Gotham. You know what I'm saying? Up under one man, Maxis Malone. So she is, I think they call it War Games.
Was Max the guy in the Nolan series? Was that the guy Morgan Freeman was playing?
I'm going to tell you who Maxis Malone. No, Morgan Freeman's playing Lucius Fox. Maxis Malone, I'm going to tell you who that is in a minute. So she enacts that plan. This plan calls all of the heads of the mobs in Gotham to one spot. And the idea is to convince them all to band under this one guy, Maxis Malone. So she does that. All these gangs come to this one spot in Gotham to meet up. Nobody knows who called this meeting, so they're all looking at each other crazy, like, who the fuck called this meeting? Did you? Nah, y'all trying to pull some shit? And a fight breaks out. What she didn't know was that Maxis Malone is a what's the name of Bruce Wayne? A disguise of Bruce Wayne. So it doesn't work without him.
This guy does everything
because he's smart.
You know what I'm saying? So she initially just starts a big ass gang war in Gotham.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember the rest of the story. Just because it leads all the way into No Man's Land and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? But she eventually just drops the Robin shit and she becomes the Spoiler. And I would write the hell out of that movie. I would write the hell out of a movie about Spoiler. Because I just like her character. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it's one of those. Like, it's one of those movies. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Again, besides the child actors or anybody that's in that age group, I feel like that we can't really focus on so much as Robin. Because we're probably not going to get an origin story, Robin. We're probably going to need to get a Nightwing or a Red Hood movie.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you better make that trailer spectacular.
But Damian Wayne too, though.
Damian Wayne, right. Robin would work.
Yeah,
that would most definitely work. They can just say all the other Robins happened. We don't need to show y'all them. We just gonna do Damian.
Damian beaten boy. Right. He's as brutal as.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. He is. Like, if you get a chance, look up that. The Batman versus TMNT. Like, yeah. Bro, when I tell you that he went in on them turtles, bro.
That's the thing. That
you look really up made. Batman versus Robin.
Oh, I said, nigga, did you see the shit on? Oh man, you got Player Justice, bro. Because like Batman, he wasn't, when it came down to Robin, bro, and he had to fight him. Like, if you playing as, you know what I'm saying, Batman, and here's the, you know what I'm saying, entry. Like, bro, he tells him, like, you know, hey, and even in the movie, he was like, hey, man, I ain't finna hold back on him. You know what I'm saying? He was like low key, like he was whooping on some ass. Like, and that's the side of Batman that they show. But I feel like I believed it more coming from Ben Affleck. Like the actual, it's like when this nigga punch people, bro, or grabs people, he damn near feels no body weight or mass at all. Like another question: how do y'all even? I mean, not take over the pot, but how do y'all really feel? Like me personally, I'm doing both movie, cartoon, but I'm really drawing my basis from Batman from off of the games, like the Arkham Knight, like Arkham Knight, Arkham Origins, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Arkham Asylum.
Those Batman games really put a tone to Batman mm-hmm. that was way different. But it also gave you an idea of just how brutal this nigga is. And that and that's the eye catcher to the trailer for The Batman with right.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
But
it's like, you know what I'm saying? Batman's always brutal, but is you gonna really show, like, Batman might not kill people with guns, but he damn near beats you to death.
Senseless.
Oh yeah, he's definitely gonna beat you up. That's the thing about that I didn't like about Ben Affleck's Batman was that he was just casually murdering all of the criminals, and it was like, wait a minute, what happened to the code? Because Batman's code is
not to kill.
Yeah, it's not to kill, but it's a big thing. It's a big part of his mythos. A lot of his villains use that code against him, especially the Joker.
But then in Batman v Superman, we don't know which Batman we're dealing with. We don't know if this is the Batman.
Yeah, we do. This is Batman that has been Batman for over 20 years.
So did he kill the Joker?
No, the Joker. We saw the Joker in Suicide Squad. That's the same. That's his Joker.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I mean, at the same time, it's like it's Hollywood. They want to put the edge to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I feel like a Red Hood or a Nightwing movie will fly more than a Robin because I feel like Nightwing, especially Red Hood, they, you know what I'm saying, have that I will kill mentality. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that Batman didn't really do. But then at the same token, when you got a guy like that beating the shit out of people, somebody gonna die, bro. Like, you can't tell me he ain't punched somebody and they just seized the fuck up or they had an asthma attack or something. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Like, he damn near breaking bones.
Like, I even seen a scene where it was Batman and Jason Todd before, before he got killed or whatever. They were taking down these drug dealers and then they went to interrogate one. Jason Todd was interrogating him and the guy wasn't telling him what he wanted him to know. So, Jason Todd breaks the nigga's collarbone. I don't know if y'all know how hard the collarbone is, but
don't get me started.
That's gonna be a hard break,
bruh. And that sent them in the shop. And Batman, and when they got back to the Batcave, Batman was like, bruh, what is wrong with you? He was like, he's a drug dealer, he deserved it. Yeah, but we could have got information out of him. But since you broke his collarbone, you sent him in the shop. And he was just like, oh, damn.
My bad.
That shit hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to kill the Joker because, you know, he killed him. Like, nope. Out of the way, I forgot the name. I think it is the Red Hood movie.
Yeah. That's where I pulled that scene from.
Yeah, because the part when goddamn Jason Todd was trying to kill Joker, like Batman just looked at him like, oh really, so you really gonna kill him? Like, well, what's that gonna do? Like, what are you accomplishing? And then
he's not a murderer though. He's not a cold-blooded murderer. That's why he didn't kill him.
And that's what made
Jason Todd movie. Though.
Yeah, Jason Todd. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because he was gonna kill him and then like Batman was like, oh, so you really gonna kill him. So he basically tried to pull like the reverse psychology on him.
You don't wanna do that.
Like, because he knows Jason Todd is not a cold-blooded murderer.
Right.
At that point, like, he was really, you know what I'm saying? But
then, well, messed up, that dude tried to shoot Batman. I was like, God damn.
Squeeze them, bitch. Like,
nah, but he literally tried to shoot him. And then, like, goddamn, I don't know how quick his reflexes are on how he was able to see that shit coming. kind of parched.
Okay. Parched.
Yeah, but no, my bad. But how the way his reflexes was when he damn dodged the bullet and threw a batarang at him to fuck his hand up.
Yeah. I mean that shit right there. I mean, you gotta think about the calculations that nigga does in the split second too while he's fighting. And that's what I'm saying, like, we've gotten good renditions of Batman as different people portrayed him. And it's like when you got those type of actors, I feel like they went for a certain side of the Batman to actually pull. So I don't know which one Robert Pattinson is going to pull.
Now, from what I can tell from Robert, from the trailer, it's going to be a Batman in the beginning. Like, they said it's going to be more of a, I never know how to pronounce this, noir.
Noir feel,
a more detective story. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying earlier, they're pulling from The Long Halloween and Batman Year One, even though this is meant to take place technically as Batman Year Two. You know what I'm saying? But Batman Year One is an actual storyline.
So who's the antagonist?
The Riddler and various villains, because if they're they're also pulling from women. What did I say? Batman Year One and...
You said it's really Batman Year Two, but they're pulling from Year One and The Long Halloween.
The Long Halloween featured damn near all of his villains.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like we're going to get a Riddler in this.
But the Riddler... Yeah, you didn't see the Riddler in the trailer?
I felt like that was the Riddler, but I wasn't for sure because
that's
his
him.
Look wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't classic Riddler, but he had the green jacket, though. You know what I'm saying? So you look for Jim Carrey, you need to watch Gotham and see that Riddler. See, that Riddler, they showed him progress. He was working for GCPD. He was a complete nerd, but he was real smart. But, he had kind of a weird side. And he slowly got pushed into insanity. But when he got pushed into insanity, he embraced it. And became a whole nother person. You know what I'm saying? And he just transformed. It was like, oh, you know what I mean? And him and the Penguin, they have a relationship that was so believable. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people did, I'm not sure how many fans talked about this, but they actually had the Penguin try the Riddler on some gay shit. But when you watch the series, this is the thing. When you watch the series, it turned a lot of niggas off. But when you actually watch the series, bro, it made sense that the Penguin would just reach out to whoever he thought he could get that type of affection from. Because the way his life was set up, he really didn't have anybody to reach out to besides his mom. And then after she died, everybody else was just a criminal around him. You know what I'm saying? The Riddler was the closest thing he had to an actual friend. You know what I'm saying? But when he did that, the Riddler was like, dude, what the fuck? No, I'm not gay. What the fuck?
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
You know what I'm saying?
Two things and he's a shame.
Riddle me these nuts. So,
what do y'all think, man? Is there too much Batman content out there?
Right? Hell no.
It's not enough Batman.
Just need a full committed Batman.
A fully committed Batman.
I'll go with that.
A full universe of Batman movies.
Not one that's just going to do one or two and then be like, I'm done.
And we need a good one. Not just like, oh, this guy is willing. We need a good committed Batman.
Yes.
Batflick.
And then if they do decide to put the sidekick in there, make sure they put either Dick Grayson in there or Jason Todd.
No, nigga. Dick Grayson or Damian Wayne. I'm ready to see some caps get peeled and some wigs get loose.
Man, ain't nobody said nothing about Batgirl.
No, wait, hold up.
I just want to see some niggas.
Hold up. Ain't nobody
said nothing about Batgirl.
I said that shit in the beginning. I said that in the beginning. What am I going to say? I'm
sorry. Batgirl would be good.
But what they also do, they can also do the Batman Beyond when, like, you know, Terry takes over. Batman.
Well, that'd be further down the line.
Yeah, maybe. But they was talking about, yeah, because then they say that they was the making one.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Down the line, and then they gonna have the Michael Keaton as the old. All right, my bad.
You gotta make it smooth. You gotta make it the smooth
transition. Yeah, he's talking about, oh, my bad, my bad.
Bloopers, you're gonna have it in.
Hey, man, we still working on this, man. Crave reviews, man. Next time we're gonna be talking about boy superhero shit. Might talk about Batgirl.
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 Batman.